的服务员聆听，各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 奉献者，今天是2020年11月20号，我们荣幸的邀请到了敬爱的 Kalachana Swami， 我们讲解圣典不加巴各原意，而敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
All right. Good morning. Chao Sang Hong. Haribo.
Haribo, Maran. 早上好。
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava.Punjabihai Gopi Janabhava Giribaradai Gopi Janabhava Giribaradai Yashoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yashoda NandanaRaja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradari Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana RanjanaYamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja VihariOkay, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabhajikacharya Asto Tadasata Sri Shriman is Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Kija Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Kija Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Kija Sri Kaho Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindakija Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Mathura Dham Ki Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Ganga Mai KiYamuna Maiki, Tati Deviki, Bhakti Deviki, Samaveda Bhakta Rindaki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Go for Premanandi. Hare Hare Guru. Okay. Are we on number 16 today?
Yes, Maharaj.
Sure, Leo. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We'll go with a word for word first. Anapeksha, neutral.
中立的.
Suchi, pure.
纯洁.
Daksha, expert.
干练.
Udasina, free from care.
免于焦虑.
Gata Vyataha, freed from all distress.
脱离一切痛苦.
Sarva Aramba, of all the endeavors.
一切努力.
Parityagi, renouncer.
弃绝者.
Yeah, anyone who.
谁?
Mat Bhakta. My devotee.
我的奉献者.
Sa, he.
他.
Sa, he. May, to me.
对我.
Priya, very dear.
很亲切.
Translation. I'll read it, verse a few times. Anupeksha suchir daksha udasino gatavyataha sarvaramba parichagi yomad bhakta same priyaha. Anupeksha suchir daksha udasino gatavyata sarvaramba parichagi yomad bhakta same priya. Anupeksha suchir daksha udasino gatavyata sarva ramba parichagi yomed bhakta same priyaha. Anapeksha susir daksha udasino gatavyataha sarva ramba parichagi yomed bhakta same priyaha. Okay. You want to read it?
Anapeksha suchir daksha udasino gatavyata sarvaramba parityagi yomad bhakta same priyaha.
Okay. Translation. My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me.
译文, 不受活动的常轨影响, 纯粹, 干练, 无忧无虑, 远离一切痛苦, 不为成果, 苦苦奋斗, 这样的奉献者, 我非常钟爱。
Yao Tzu, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Money may be offered to a devotee, but he should not struggle to acquire it. If automatically by the grace of the Supreme, money comes to him, he is not agitated. Naturally, a devotee takes a bath at least twice a day and rises early in the morning for devotional service. Thus he is naturally clean both inwardly and outwardly. A devotee is always expert because he fully knows the essence of all the activities of life and he is convinced of the authoritative scriptures.
要旨，奉献者会得到金钱的捐献，但不应拼命。 攫取金钱, 到他们手里，他们也不会激动不安。奉献者自然而然一天至少沐浴两次，而且清晨即起做奉爱服务，因此无论外在内在，他们都自然清洁。奉献者永远精干老练，因为他们完全了解生命活动的精髓，而且确信权威经典。
A devotee never takes the part of a particular party, therefore he is carefree. He is never pained because he is free from all designation. He knows that his body is a designation, so there are some bodily pains. He is free from that. The pure devotee does not endeavor for anything.A pure devotee does not endeavor for anything which is against the principles of devotional service.
奉献者永不参与任。
For example, constructing a big building requires great energy, and devotee does not take to such business if it does not benefit him by advancing his devotional service. He may construct a temple for the Lord.And for that he may take all kinds of anxiety, but he does not construct a big house for his personal relations.
奉献者永不参与任何党派，所以自由自在。他们远离一切名号，所以永不痛苦。他们知道躯体不过是名号而已，所以如果有躯体痛之痛，他们也不受扰。纯粹奉献者不努力追求任何违反奉爱服务原则的东西，例如建造一幢高楼大厦需要很大的精力，如果这事情无助于奉献者在奉爱服务上取得进步，他就不会做。他会为主建造庙宇，而且为了建造庙宇他会接受一切麻烦，然而他不会为自己建造豪宅。
Om Agyana Timinandasya Agananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militan Hena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta PadakamalamShri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Scha.Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarane Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti SiddhantaSaraswati iti namine. Namaste. Vimovarshavanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha. Madhur Jojala Premaja Shri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namosvite. Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye.Dinatarane, Rupa Nuga Viruda, Appa Siddhanta Dvanta Harane. Namo Gorkishwaraya, Sachid Vairagya Murtaye, Vipralamba Rasambode, Padambujaya Te Nama. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya, Sachid Ananda Namane, Shigora Karuna Shakti, Rupa Nuga Varayate. Gaurabhirbhave Bhume Swamnirdesha Sajanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Bhataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurun Dinatarane Krishna Tadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Adyaiva Me Visitu Manasaraja Hansan Pranapanama Samaye Kapavata Pittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Smaranam Kutavste. Good morning, everybody. Thank you if anybody's listening.
大家早晨好, 非常感谢大家前来聆听这堂课。
Bhagavad Gita is a very important thing in the world.
佛家梵歌是这个世界上非常重要的一部经典。
Mostly when we think of pastimes of Krishna, we think of Vrindavan Leela.
通常当我们想到 Krishna 消时光, 马上就联想起文达文的逍遥。
But Bhagavad Gita is also a pastime of Krishna.
但是佛家梵歌的讲述也属于 Krishna 消时光的一部分。
It's not, you know, it's Krishna and it's very important. He made a very special effort to make sure it was spoken, you know, by arranging the Arjuna and then having it recorded and so many things.
Krishna呢就特意做出了这个安排，向Arjuna讲述了《博迦梵歌》，并且把《博迦梵歌》记录下来。
And if we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll see in the purports how many times Prabhupada is quoting Bhagavad Gita to explain things, or in the lectures also, constantly quoting Bhagavad Gita.
当我们阅读圣殿博迦瓦坛的时候，我们会发现圣帕帕德在要旨当中，或者是在圣帕帕德的讲课当中，多次就引述了博迦梵歌的诗节。
I was reading yesterday in one, not even a very long purport, Prabhupada quoted 5 different verses of Bhagavad Gita.
甚至昨天当我读到这个读经典的时候，在一个不长的要旨当中，圣帕巴德就长达五次引述了博迦梵歌的诗节。
So these verses, this Priyosi May, is very wonderful that Krishna is giving us, because we want to please Krishna. That's the whole idea of bhakti.
Krishna 就在这个世界当中最后就说到了三昧 priya， 就是所以我们 bhakti yoga 奉爱瑜伽的宗旨就是为了取悦至尊主。
So, you know, like if you have a guest and you ask them, what would you like? How can I serve you? What do you like to eat? Right?
Yes. So, 比如说我们家里来了客人了，我们就会询问客人，你喜欢，你是有什么样的喜好啊？我怎么才能服务你啊？你喜欢吃什么食物啊？
So, Saint Krishna is telling us what he likes, what kind of mentality he likes.
同理 Krishna 也讲述了他喜欢什么样的心态。
So Rajendra is asking this question he asked last week and I just see it, he sent it to me personally. You know, should we become a good person first and then a devotee or become a devotee and then become a good person?
Rajendra Prabhu 就上堂课提了个问题而且他后来又给我发了亲自发了一个短信到问我这个问题一个人是首先变成一个好人在当奉献者还是 先成为奉献者再成为一个好人呢
So we always tell everybody chant Hare Krishna right away take prasadam you know be a devotee that's
我们总是说首先你唱诵 Hare Krishna 然后接受 prasadam这是第一点要做的事儿。
You know, Lord Nityananda told Jagai and Madai, chant Hare Krishna. chant the holy name.
Nityananda 他们就告诉 Jagai Madai, 你们要唱诵圣名 Hare Krishna.
So, but when we be trying to become a devotee, we have to know what, you know, how to act and...We have to come act and study and know the mode of goodness. We don't want to continue acting in angry and envious and terrible ways. We want to change. But we do that at the same time because by becoming a devotee, automatically one develops good qualities.
但是一旦我们成为奉献者之后呢就要行为举止符合一个奉献者的名号我们要学经典要处在善良形态当中要抛弃这种愤怒嫉妒同时呢就是奉献服务就自动就让人发展出优秀的品质了
It's not that we can think I'm a devotee so it doesn't matter how I act sometimes devotees are like that I'm a devotee so I don't have to be nice get out of my way I'm better than you. And that's wrong. You have to become humble, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige.
现在去有的时候奉献者呢，他们觉得我现在已经是奉献者了，那我无论我做什么都没关系，你不要挡我的道，滚开，然后我比你更强。那奉献者应该是谦卑，应该是宽容，应该是免除一切虚荣感。
So this verse is saying a devotee is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities. He serves Krishna no matter what.
那是这个要译文当中也说到了。奉献者应该不受活动的常规影响，无论在任何处境下都要服务 Krishna。
Because the ordinary course of activities is always changing. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes we're sick, sometimes we're healthy, sometimes everybody is nice to us, sometimes nobody is nice. So we can't depend on that in order to serve Krishna.
因为那个这个活动的常轨是指的是它是在不断变化的有的时候呢天气热有时候天气冷有的时候我们又生病了有时候我们很健康有的时候别人对我们很好有的时候呢别人对我们又不好我们不应当依赖这一切我们应该就是总是从事奉献服务。
I don't wait for the right.Conditions until I get money, until many people are following me to try to serve Krishna. No, we just do whatever we can with whatever we have. No matter what the external situation is.
就是我们不应该依赖外界的外部条件。我们应该为了 Krishna 去活动。我们不应该等待，然后等待一个条件正确了，我们再去做服务。不应该等着有钱来，我们有追随者在服务。
And it was pure. Pure means, you know, trying to, no motivation, just want to please Krishna. Not thinking, what can I get out of this?
纯粹指的是没有任何动机，只想服务 Krishna， 而不是想着，哎呀，我能从这个活动当得到什么好处呢？
Doesn't depend on one's ashram or anything. Just depends on the consciousness.
它也不依赖于一个人他处在什么样的ashram 社会阶层，他就是应该恒常做服务。
He's expert. Prabhupada explained that means he always thinks of Krishna, not that he, you know, can fix a computer or something. Some people can, but not every devotee has to be expert at, but he has to remember Krishna no matter what. That's expert.
干练是指的是他应该总是想着 Krishna。而不是想着我怎么去修好一台电脑。有的奉献者擅长这个修电脑，也有的奉他应该总是从事服务。
That's kind of self-explanatory. And then free from all pain. Now that's difficult, but we know that the body has pain, but it's not me. It's just the body. We have to take care of it.
无忧无虑，那这个就不用说了，这些字这个意思很明显。下一个是远离一切痛苦，就是说我们不会认为我们是这个躯体，我不是这个躯体，当然这有点难做到了。
Something like, you know, if we are really conscious that we're not the body, just like if you're a doctor or a nurse and you're taking care of somebody who has a lot of pain,You feel you want to take care of him, you do whatever you can, but you don't feel the pain yourself.
It's like a doctor or a nurse.
There are two of them fully charged. Then it says not striving for some result. That means material results.
Okay. 下一个不为成果苦苦奋斗，这个成果是指的物质的成果。
Because we want to, you know, get a taste for chanting. We want to.You know, do more devotional service, but that's different. This means material results. You know, I want to get so much money, I want to be popular, I want to have a big house for myself.
这个不是说我们不会想得到更多的金钱，为自己建一个大房子，或者是变得很出名。我们希望能够有对 Krishna 的品味，在念诵的时候有品味。
So Prabhupada explains in the purport, a devotee may be offered money, and he'll take it, but he doesn't struggle and be in anxiety. I have to get money. I have to get money.
在要旨当中，圣巴巴也说，奉献者会得到金钱的捐献，但不应该。拼命的去攫取金钱。
We don't have anything in record of Prabhupada asking for money, except when he was selling books.
我们没有任何的，就是记载说帕帕的什么时候要钱，除非他在派书的时候。
He was, of course, he had the devotees, but he never just asked for money. You know, you become life member, you get the books, you get this, you get that. He just asked everyone to be a devotee.
帕帕德只是要求每个成为奉献者。当一个人成为了终身会员的时候呢，他可能会要求这个终身会员他去得到一些书籍，我们的一些书籍。
And people gave him so much money.
然后我们会看到人们就是纷纷的来给帕帕钱，主动给帕帕的钱财物。
He just used it for Krishna, no matter how much he got.
而且无论他得到多少钱财呢，他都全部的用来为 Krishna 做服务了。
So devotee takes bath twice a day, that's one type of purity.
奉献者一天沐浴两次，这也是一种清洁。
Chances, rounds, you know, this is different kinds of purity.
念诵自己的圈，这是另外一，这是清洁的另外一种洁净。
And here's the definition of expert. He's always expert because he knows the essence of all activities of life and is convinced about the scriptures.
干练指的是他们奉献者了解生命活动的精髓，而且确信权威经典。
A devotee doesn't take part in a particular party.Like politics.
奉献者呢，他也不会参加任何的政治党派，比如说他不会参与任何的政治。
So he's carefree, he's not attached.
所以他自由自在，他不会有产生任何执着心。
He doesn't try for anything that's against devotional service. That means he's not striving for some result. He just wants to serve Krishna.
奉献者他就是总是想着来服务 Krishna, 他不会为任何成果苦苦的去奋斗。
Prabhupada says, like building a big building, it's a lot of trouble.Takes a lot of money, a lot of energy.
纯粹奉献者不努力追求任何违反奉献服务原则的东西，例如建造一座高楼大厦需要很大精力。
The Prabhupada, you know, he pushed to build many buildings in Mayapur temple, so many temples.
帕帕德就推动奉献者。
For Krishna.
帕帕会推动奉献者建造很多的庞大的建庙宇，比如说马普的庙宇啊，但这些都是为了 Krishna 去做的。
Although when they were building the Vrindavan, Prabhupada told them to finish his room first.
在建造 Vrindavan 的这个庙宇的时候，帕帕德让奉献者首先把他的房子建好。
But that was so he could stay there and supervise the building of the temple. Otherwise, it wasn't going to happen.
之所以这么做呢，是为了他能够待在那里，然后监督这所有的庙宇的建设。
But he doesn't make a big house for his personal relations, like for his family.
但他不会为了他自己的亲戚朋友盖一个房子。
So Krishna's telling it, you know, we have to think about these things and pray to be like this, not that...We have to become like this, and then we can start chanting, and then we can serve Krishna. We become like this because we're chanting, because we're associating with devotees, and because we're associating with Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita.
那一个人，我们之所以能够成为这样，是因为我们唱诵了 Hare Krishna, 我们读了书。我们跟奉献者联谊，所以我们才能变成拥有这些品质，而不是说首先我们拥有这些品质，然后我们再去唱诵、再读书、再和奉献者联谊。
The Prabhupada is telling us how, you know, in at least in traditional India or maybe other places, when that girl gets married, then the mother of the husband tells her what the husband likes to eat and what kind of things he likes, so she can serve him nicely.
帕帕德就说，在印度呢的传统就是，当一个姑娘出嫁的时候，然后她的婆婆会叮嘱这个自己的儿媳妇，她的儿子喜欢吃什么，喜欢她的衣着什么样的。
In the same way, the guru tells us what Krishna likes, how we can serve Krishna.
同样的 ,guru 也告诉我们 Krishna 喜欢什么。
That's what the guru's duty is, to teach us how to serve Krishna.
Guru 的职责就是教导我们怎么去服务 Krishna。
So, these verses I like very much, and, you know, it's very important to read these again and again, and so we can meditate, you know. Gradually, these are natural qualities of the soul. It's not like you have to impose them. We're just covered over with bad qualities, but by chanting the holy name, those bad qualities will go away.
我特别喜欢这些诗节，因为这些都是灵魂的自然的品质。当培养起这些品质之后，那些坏品质就自然而然的就消失了。
And that's the nature of the process. It's cleansing process.
这是一个自然而然的洁净的过程。
So it's not that you have to make your clothes clean before you wash them. You wash them and they become clean, right?
所以就像洗衣服。Yes. 我们想我们。
So we can't separately try to become. It's just that many devotees had the idea that you can become, you know, in the early days, or maybe many neophyte devotees who don't really know anything, they think, you know, because I'm a devotee, I'm a pure devotee. But they don't act very nicely. They're still acting like a mode of passion, mode of ignorance person, what they're coming from.
You mean in the early days?
Not early days, now, always. You know.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh. Okay.
It's hard to explain,
just,
to get translated.
奉献就是当人们就是接触奉献服务的时候，他们当了奉献者，他们就自认为已经是纯粹奉献者了。然后呢，他们就不去努力的去除激情属性，不去去除这个愚昧属性。
We have to develop these good qualities. You know, at the same time, I'm a devotee, but I'm not a perfect devotee. You know, it's not that you instantly become a pure, perfect devotee, no matter how you act, but you become a devotee, and then we automatically learn how to act nicely just by practicing bhakti yoga. We had to be clean. We had to, you know, chant the holy name, to serve devotees, to do service for Krishna, and you know, we're automatically becoming purified by doing those things. Otherwise, we can't become.
并不是说当了奉献者了就完美了，他们还要努力的去净化自己，唱诵圣名，服务奉献者。当他们去做这些奉献服务的时候，他们自动的就会净化了。
Okay, so let's take some time for questions.
接下来我们来 花时间来我们来回答一下问题。
And I need to take a 1 minute break. So you can look for the questions.
Okay, here are some questions. First, there is a question from last week. Do you want to answer this first or answer this week's, today's question? 那我们先来看一下上周的问题。感恩咕噜的精彩回答。Krishna 的仁慈是让我们可以一直修行，而不是满足我们的物质愿望。即便我们在某些物质成就方面失败了，也不应该气馁放弃，是吗？Maharaj, this is a question from last week. Smile. Thank you for the wonderful answer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
She asked, Krishna's mercy is that we can always practice. Krishna's mercy is not to satisfy our material desire. Even if we failed in our material achievement, we cannot achieve materialthis benefit, we should not be depressed and give up. Is that right?
Yeah. Krishna, sometimes he takes away everything material. Because sometimes if we have material things, we think I don't need to serve Krishna.
Krishna 的有仁慈是有时候他会拿走这些物质的事物，他觉得这些事物，对我们服务 Krishna 是没有什么用的。
And Durga will give material benefits in order to test you, you know, if you really want Krishna or not.
Durga 会给予物质的好处是为了测试我们你是不是到底想不想服务 Krishna?
But Krishna will always provide the basic necessities, whatever we need.
Krishna 总会提供我们的基本的生活所需的。
He's providing for everyone. Homeless people, cockroach, mice, they all get their food and shelter. They get their sex, they get their families.
他提供所有的生物基本所需，包括那些蟑螂啊、老鼠啊，提供他们一个食物庇护所，提供他们一个伴侣，提供他们家庭。
Okay, is that satisfy that one?
OK, 那您觉得 Guru 这个回答满意吗？OK, next one from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢主持。本师节提到不受常规影响，总的说的容易做的难，道理懂，事儿来了就忘了，怎么办呢？心意受到打扰了。Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for the host.In this verse, it's mentioned that the pure devotee is not disturbed by routine. But it's easy to say, it's very difficult to act on it. We know the theory, but when the situation comes, we will forget it, and our mind will be disturbed. So, what should we do?
Pray to Krishna to help us. That's all. That's what, whatever comes up, it's meant to help us surrender to Krishna. Krishna makes life difficult, and so we'll surrender to him. If everything is nice and there's no problem, we won't think I need Krishna unless you're already a pure devotee.
Then Krishna you know, you always need Krishna.
So like Queen Kunti, she listed off all the trouble the Pandavas had had. So much trouble they had. You know, their own family was trying to kill them. So many things.
Wait a minute. First, let me finish this sentence. Panda 五兄弟就是遇到了种种的困难，他们就是有人给他们投毒啊，然后想杀死他们呀、啊，放火呀、啊，然后就遇到种种困难，他们都是纯粹的奉献者。
Then she prayed, let there be more and more trouble, because when there's a lot of trouble, then we remember Krishna. Then we call out for help.
然后他还昆蒂皇后祈祷，请让更多的麻烦来吧，这样当在这些困境当中，我们就可以呼唤 Krishna， 呼唤 Krishna 来帮助我们。
I don't recommend that we pray like that necessarily because we might not be ready for all the trouble that would come. You know, we should pray to Krishna, let me serve you, let me serve you, let me serve you, no matter what.
我不建议大家做像昆蒂皇后那样祈祷，没必要的，不必要的祈祷，因为我们还没有做好准备，我们没有做好准备，所以没必要这样祈祷。我们祈祷应该是让我服务吧，让我服务吧，让我服务吧，不管发生什么事情。
OK.
OK. Next one. OK. 我们看下一个问题。软真的发布，灵性传播需要组织管理，有组织。有管理和组织就不可避免有外交政治，奉献者不可避免面对政治，不可避免面对政治。如何避免政治呢？如何逃避政治呢？有的奉献者特喜欢政治，如何相处，超然相处，还是敬而远之呢？OK, Mara, this is also from Rajendra Prabhu.He said that if we want to preach, spread Krishna consciousness, the management and organization is needed. If there are management and organization, it's unavoidable that there will be diplomacy and politics. And in that case, devotees have to face these politics. So how can we avoid politics?
By focusing on Krishna.
专注于通过专注于 Krishna 可以避免政治。
You know, if we're really Krishna conscious, then different opinions will be there, but it won't be politics. Politics is usually somebody wants the position, they want to be in charge, they want every... So then we have, you know, diplomacy and politics. But if everyone's just trying to please Krishna and everyone is really a devotee, then we won't have... But To preach, we don't need organization, but in order to maintain a society and to cultivate people that we're preaching to, then we need the organization. So naturally, that's troublesome. So generally in history, you know, the sadhus, they go by themselves somewhere because they don't want to take the trouble. But the Vaishnavas, they take the trouble. Prahlad took the job of being king of all the demons, even though it took so much of his energy, because that way he could make the demons into devotees.
如果我们真正的有Krishna之觉，即便是有不同的意见，但是却不会有政治，不会有对于地位的追求，不会有这种就不会去追求这种地位，因为奉献者是为了取悦Krishna。当然，在传教的时候是不会涉及政治的管理的，但是如果有很多的奉献者，我们有一个协会。 那就需要管理，需要管理来维持这个协会，来维持这个奉献者。所以，在传统上，那些萨杜们他们会去避免这些麻烦。但是Vaishnava，像Prahlada这样的Vaishnava，他们Prahlada是一个君王，他就是一个君王，他是统治国。
So if we're all trying to be Jinadapi Suni Chena, Torapi Sishuna, Amanina, if we're all trying for that, then we can get along fine and move ahead. But if we're trying to be, I want to be in charge, I want my way, I'm right, everyone else is wrong, this is what happens when we're not fully Krishna conscious.
所以这个公式就是 Trinadapi Suni Chena Amanina， 就是我们应该和谐的相处，而不是想要垄断、独占鳌头，非得按照我的方式去做，这个不是 Krishna 之觉。
Okay, so we want, you know, to carry on the movement, we need the intelligence and organization, I mean spiritual intelligence also, not just material intelligence.
我们为了这个运动持续下去，我们需要灵性的智慧，而不是物质的智性。
So we need to develop and understand the goal, that we're all working towards the same goal.
我们要明白目标是什么，我们其实都是朝着一个目标在努力，我们都有共同的目标。So
just like any sports team or anything, you know, they have to cooperate.
就像那个运动，
they discuss it and then they do it. Everybody follows the play.
就像一个运动队，一个球队，球员必须得相互配合，他们会一起来讨论方案。当方案确定下来，他们就会按照这个既定方案去做。
So Prabhupada, I remember one time I was involved in this, but there was a lot of controversy in the temple about different things, and Prabhupada was, the temple president was writing to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was trying to settle it, then
I remember one time I was involved in this, 这种争执，有一些不同的意见，不同的观点，然后那个庙长就给帕帕德的写信，帕帕德就努力的来解决这个争端。So
finally Prabhupada just said, you're all intelligent, you're all devotees, just sit down and chant Hare Krishna together, forget about everything else. So we need a lot of kirtan. The more kirtan helps us to learn how to cooperate.
最后怕怕的说，你好吧，你们都是有智慧的奉献者，只要坐下来，把这一切都抛到脑后，都忘掉，坐下来唱诵 Hare Krishna， 放下这一切。所以奉献者需要很多的kirtan， 只要唱诵 kirtan， 然后就会慢慢的知道怎么样互相合作了。所以奉献者是需要大量的 kirtan 了。
If one person sings and everyone follows the way that leader sings, we have to work together. Then we have a very nice kirtan. If everybody wants to sing different at the same time, it won't be very nice.
那一个人领唱，其他的人呢就会跟着一起来，跟着这个领唱的调子。跟着他的追随他去 kirtan， 如果大家都想按照自己的调子来唱，有不同的调子，这就不好了。
So and then you know the everything that if we all follow the lead singer, then we have a very nice kirtan. So we practice and cooperating and working together and doing working towards the same goal to just chant the holy name and make it very sweet for everybody to want to join in. We want to make the movement very sweet and very beautiful without conflict so people want to join, people want to stay. We have to have that. If we don't have that understanding, then we'll just quarrel and fight and criticize and, you know, we don't understand, we're making offense and we'll get kicked out.
So we是有着共同的目标的，我们应该就是按照这个共同的目标去行动，让我们的奉献服务变得甜美，不要有争执，不要有冲突，要共同的理解，如果有冒犯的话，就会被踢走。
So Krishna is giving us, like in these verses and so many other places,guidance, how, you know, if we're like this, he'll be very happy. And we'll inspire others to try to be like that also.
Krishna 就给了我们指导，应该像这样子去做，这样你就会快乐。如果你非得按照别的方法去做的话，那就有麻烦了。
Okay.
Thank you.
The challenge. Right. You know, but just like any material company, they have to work together. They have to, you know, they can't be fighting and it doesn't work. Families. Fighting, you know. Many times we have, you know, the father dies and then the brothers are fighting over the land and none of them get anything. You know, they're just fighting their whole life. Instead of sharing and working together.
一个物质的公司，它要去运作也需要合作，不能打架。一个家庭，如果父亲死了，兄弟姐妹就争夺这个土地，最后谁也得不到，对吧？叫合作。
Any more questions?
The second part of the question is that some devotees especially like politics. So how to deal with, get together with this kind of devotee? Should we deal with them transcendentally or to avoid them?
Both.We should tell them to start their own society somewhere. I don't know what you mean by politics exactly, but is this an earthquake? Arivo?
Hare Krishna. Haribo.
That's a difficult question because how do we know someone really likes politics or not? But we should try to help that person. And more kirtan, more kirtan, more kirtan. You know, I know some people, there's a big kirtan and they don't join in. They just sit in the back and talk. You know, you can get them to join the kirtan, to chant the holy name, chant their rounds, you know, get purified.
You mean that we should deal with them both transcendentally?
Yeah, well, we might have to just avoid them and, you know, not let them be in on the management and tell them to go start their own place, you know, make their own preaching center, their own temple. Because if they just can't get along with anybody, then what are they doing there? Sometimes we have to do that, but, you know, we have to try to purify people and get them to join the kirtan. All of us need more kirtan. That's our problem. We don't chant enough. We don't have a taste for chanting. We have a taste for politics. We have a taste for thinking of far-out questions. We have so many different tastes other than chanting the holy name. You know, pray to Krishna, help me, help me, help me.
OK, 就是我们有的时候呢，我们不得不让他们，就是这些喜欢政治的人，自己去开一个庙，自己弄一个中心，因为他们跟谁都没法相处。我们既应该，同时呢，我们还要净化他们，净化他们，加入 kirtan。有的时候奉献者呢，就在那有很大的 kirtan 的时候，他们不加入，然后他们坐在后面，在那里谈话，就是私聊。他们对于唱诵没有品味，对政治却津津乐道，然后对自己的问题也是整天的专注于自己的问题，没有品味，唱诵圣名。我们应当祈祷，向 Krishna 祈祷，快帮帮我。
Okay.
Mm.
Pray
okay.
to Krishna to help these people. Help them also. We also have to examine ourselves, that what we see in others is actually ourselves, and it's not the other person. We have to be careful about that.
Okay. 那还有一个就是说，我们还得看一看，你怎么知道别人是真的喜欢政治呢？有的时候，当我们还得自省，检查自己。我们看到别人的什么的问题，实际上我们自己也有问题，所以要小心，要小心。我们要向 Krishna 祈祷，帮帮我们自己。我们也要向 Krishna 祈祷，帮助别人，让 Krishna 帮助别人，也帮助我们自己。
So if you get that jaundice disease, everything looks yellow. Everyone you look at looks like they're yellow. But they're not yellow. Your eyes are yellow. So we have to check that also.
倘若一个人他得了黄疸病的话，他眼睛看什么都是黄的。所以我们也要反省自己，反省自身。
Like, we get questions a lot, like, what if a senior devotee is not acting properly? But if you're a new devotee, what do you know about what's proper?
Okay.
And are you acting properly to be criticizing everybody?
Okay.
But at the same time, in management, we have to know how people are, and we have to judge and engage people or not engage them according to their nature.It's very difficult. The Prabhupada gave a big society, made it very difficult because he wanted to conquer the world. He didn't want to just have a few disciples living in the forest.
我们之前有人问这个问题，说年长奉献者行为不端，就是那如果你是新奉献者，你怎么知道什么是恰当的行为举止呢？那你自己有没有做得很好，可以去批评别人呢？所以如在管理方面也是这样子的话，也是一样，一个管理者他应该去看每个人的他的特长，他的本性是什么，这个就是很难来断定别人的本性是什么样子。因为我们有很大的协会，哈帕德想要征服全世界，他不是想要几个门徒带着几个门徒去森林里。
All right. Any other questions? More philosophical?
Okay. The next one is from 淡然一笑。Vishnu 为什么手里拿海螺？海螺不是动物吗？So this devotee asks, why Vishnu hold punch in his hand? Isn't that the punch from the animal, the shell of the animal?
Conch shell is pure.
海螺是纯洁的。
Cow dung is pure, the conch shell is pure, silk is pure.
Silk. OK, 就是牛粪也是纯净的。
But we have to know.
丝绸也纯净的。这个是我们应该了解的知识，我们应该知道这些知识。
Pure.
这海螺是纯洁的。
Certain things from animals are pure. Not everything, but some things happen to be pure. So the conch shell is pure. I don't know. There's so many shells in the ocean. I don't know if they're all pure, only that particular shape of one. But that.Shank, that's a particular kind, like Vishnu's holding, and it's pure. So when you blow that, it purifies the whole atmosphere when you make the sound with it. So we use that for bathing the deities because it purifies the water. So that's another mystery of Krishna's creation. Stool is generally abominable, and if you touch stool, you have to take a bath. But,The stool of a cow is pure, and you use it to take a bath. The urine of the cow is pure, you drink it. But other urine is like poison, you know.
那比如说在大海里还有
information we get from the Vedas.
韦达经提到了
And scientific research is proving the things to be true. Modern scientific research is also proving that this is true. But we don't need that. We accept the Vedas.
Okay, 就是我们就是应该了解韦达经他已经就说过了，就是像牛粪呐、还有海螺啊，这都是纯洁的。比如说我们给神像沐浴，就是这个海螺，就是盛在这个水海螺里的水，甚至都被净化了。你比如说牛尿、牛粪。这个现代医学都证实了，他们是有杀菌抗菌作用的。他们已经做过这个试验，就是能抗菌消炎。就奎师那，当奎师那吹海螺的时候，整个这个氛围都被净化了，这个音震。The next one.
OK.
还是淡然一笑。你若好到毫无保留，对方就敢坏到肆无忌惮。请问老师，您是如何看待这句话的？ So this is this devotee asked that there is a statement that says if you are good that.You hold nothing because you are so nice that you hold nothing, but the opposite side will be bad enough to be audacity.
I can't understand the question at all.
Oh, okay. The question is that there's a saying that says that if one person is so nice, so good, and the other one in his dealing with the other, in his dealing with the others, there will be a situation that the others will be very bad to take advantage or to be fearless, to do anything very bad things. So,
well, that's not a scriptural statement.
Okay. 这句话没有经典的依据。
It's a karmic statement. Oh, an honest, if you're an honest man, you'll get cheated. In other words, cheat. No, that's just wrong. An honest person will succeed. Krishna will always take care of it. But you have to be careful, you know. But that's why we need education. But it's not like if you're nice, everybody's going to take advantage, so don't be nice. That's completely wrong.
错的，这是完全错误的。这个是一个那个 Karmi 的这个国报工作者的说法。嗯，他们就认为如果一个人特别诚实的话，别人就会利用我们的诚实，然后欺骗我们。不是这样的，诚实的人 Krishna 总会照顾一个诚实的人，但是我们自己也应该小心，因此我们需要受到教育。
If you're really good, you will influence others to be good also. Because being really good means you're a devotee.
如果一个人真的是一个特别好的人，他也会影响其他人变成好人。特别好的意味着就是你是一个奉献者。你得是一个奉献者。
All right.
The next one. All right.Alright, the next one is from 喜宝。Today, 顶拜姑姑和老师们，请问在平常生活中发现自己心意在物质灵性方面打架，比如饮食，你知道麻辣烫、激情、霉豆腐、愚昧，但是控制不住想吃，怎么办才能把食物调整到完全善良的感 ？So, this is guru and teachers.So the question is that this devotee feels very sometimes feels a dilemma. So she knows that in the diet there's very hot, a lot of chilling is in the mode of passion, and some traditional those Chinese.Tofu is in the mode of ignorance. That's keep for a long time. That's in the mode of ignorance. But she cannot help but want to eat it. So she asked Guru, how can she adjust the diet to complete goodness?
Just cook very nice things and eat them and then... get a higher taste.
嗯，你做好吃的，就吃好吃的，就有更高的品味。
We just have to get a higher taste. You know, we eat nice things, and then we don't want the nasty things. It's the only way to do it.
如果我们有了有品味高。我们有了品味高，我们吃了好吃的，我们就不想吃那些食物了。
So Krishna says you need to get a higher taste. You have to get something better in order to give up something that's not better. If you don't have anything better, you can't give up the no good thing.
So Krishna 说了，如果你有了更好的东西，你就能把那些不好的放弃。如果你得不到这个更好的品味，你无法放弃那个不好的品味。
All right. How many more questions are there?
Yes, this morning there are a lot of questions, Maharaj. Maybe there are 6 or 7 more.
Let me try. I have to go for a couple minutes.
Okay.
Be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
So next one is from Vivi. 修习 Krishna 之节需要减少与物质欲望很强的人接触吗？但不得不接触，需要怎么办呢？So this devotee asked, while we are practice Krishna consciousness, we should reduce contact with those who have strong material desires. But at the same time, we have to.Get contact with them. What should we do?
We intimately associate with them. We have to work with people. We have to go to school. But we don't want intimate contact. That we just sit around and talk about their girlfriends and, you know, the party they had last night or any of that stuff. We don't participate in their gross activities. So we have to be careful. We have to be polite. You know, that's just, everything requires intelligence and discrimination. We can't just go and hide away. Then we won't do anything. So we have to live in the world, but not be of the world. Even Jesus said that. Buddha, you can read Confucius, anybody, they're giving the guidance how to do that.That's what the Bhagavad Gita is telling us. So you have to read the Bhagavad Gita, read it, and keep reading it again and again. So you get it into your head, you know, what we are supposed to be and what is Krishna and what is the soul. Otherwise, we can't just think of it on our own without the Bhagavad Gita. It's the answer to all questions.
Okay.就是我们都得上班啊，上学呀、啊，你这不得不跟那个外界接触，但是我们并不意味着我们得坐下来跟他们一起讨论他们女朋友他们昨天晚上的 party 是什么，他们的活动不是这样的，我们要小心，但是我们也要有礼貌，这要需要智性，需要有分辨力，不是说我们得躲起来我们什么也不做，我们因为我们必须得在这世界上生活，但是我们又不属于这个世界上的一部分，这个在英文当中它是一个就我们 we live in the world, we are not of the world, 就我们不属于这世界一部分，就像耶稣基督啊佛陀呀、啊、孔子啊他们的教导当中也都包含了这些哲理，所以我们要反反复复的读佛家梵歌，阅读佛家梵歌，这样我们在头脑当中就应该知道我们自己应该知道做什么， Krishna 是谁，灵魂又是什么。
Alright.
The next one is from,
not that we avoid contact, we avoid intimate association. We can't avoid contact with the world. Not possible.
不是，
but we have to be careful, we have to be protected. We have to be protected by chanting the holy name and reading Bhagavad Gita.
不是说我们要避免跟世人接触，而是说我们要避免跟他们有亲密的联谊。我们需要保护自己，怎么保护呢？通过唱诵 Hare Krishna， 通过读薄伽梵歌保护自己，就是我们不能跟世人、世俗的人有亲密的联谊，但是我们，因为我们跟他们有接触，但是我们不能跟他们亲密联谊。
And we have to be intelligent. Like one devotee in Japan, he was teaching English.
日本有个奉献者是教英语的。
So the students, they like to invite the teacher to come with them to the drinking or to the movie or something so that they can practice English.
这个学生呢就喜欢拿着。
Most of the teachers do that. Most of them do that. Then they get free drinking. The student pays for everything.
那个学生呢就喜欢邀请老师去看电影，去喝茶什么的，免费的来练习英语。然后大部分老师呢就会去。
So he would never tell him, I don't want to go, or I'm a vegetarian. He would look at his notebook and say, oh, I'm really busy. I have an appointment on the other side of the city, and I have to leave right now. And they'd say, oh, okay, he's so busy. So, you know, you have to have some intelligence. Keep your distance, but be there at the same time. He taught them in the classroom.But he didn't go out drinking and partying with them. You know, he could still be the teacher and get paid for it.
So, 每到这时候呢，他就会看一看自己有个那个小本本日记本，就说：“哦，我还有一个约会，在城市的另外一边，我得马上走了。”然后那学生一听这话，就说：“哦，好的，你们的老师这么忙啊，所以我们要有智慧。”我们要跟他们保持距离，但是呢，我们还得在课堂上当好老师的角色。
Next question.
Next question. OK. 下一个 question 是，下一个问题 ，Dana Kelly Dasi， 请问 Maharaj， 当我们饱受躯体之苦，怎么觉悟我不是这个躯体呢？谢谢您，谢谢 Dana Kelly. Dana Kelly ask.Maharaj, when we are suffering from this bodily pain, how can I realize I'm not this body? Thank you so much.
Well, sometimes the pain helps us to realize that we're not the body.
有的时候这躯体就帮助我们觉悟到了我们不是这躯体。
You know,Sometimes Krishna gives us pain just so we can realize it. It's not, but we're in the body and we have to live with it. So it's, you know, it's not so easy. Sometimes devotees, when they have really cancer or something, they take painkillers. It's so bad, you know. But, you know, we have to pray and chant the same as we, for everything.And just keep saying, you know, I'm not this body, you know, it's not. But we have to live with the pain. It's very difficult. I myself am struggling, you know, right now. All right?
Okay, all right. 你还得跟这个躯体住在这个躯体里，这个不容易。因为我们有这个身体的疼痛，有时候 Krishna 给我们这个疼痛，就让我们觉得我们不是这个躯体。有的时候有人得了癌症，就是他们得吃止疼片儿。所以我们可以祈祷，我们要唱诵念诵，我们要反反复复告诉我们自己，我不是这个躯体，不是这个躯体，不是这个躯体。我们还得跟这个疼痛能够这个共处。 我自己我就在这里挣扎着，我就是现在就在挣扎着，跟这个躯体疼痛在跟他。OK。
Next。
下一个是来自 Radha Nanda Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva。面对分不清物质灵性的又非常自负，保持沉默和距离做法对吗？ So Radha Nanda Mataji ask you that sometimes there are someone who is very proud, but they don't even know what is spirit, what is matter. So if we keep distance from them and we keep silent, is that right?
It depends.
这个是情况。
We want to teach people. We want to teach people, but if someone is totally against being taught, then we stay away from them. If they're a little bit receptive and they want to know about, you know, spirit and matter, and then we try to help them and we try to make kirtan for them and give them prasadam, especially prasadam. Unless someone's just really get out of here, I hate Krishna, I don't want to hear, you know, then we stay away from them. But otherwise, you know, we have to judge. Same question every time.
这得看情况而定，就是如果有的人就是完全反对被受到教育，然后就是滚，这时候我们就得跟他们保持距离，因为他们就是这种态度，而在另外一方面，有的人他们有一点点接纳心，他们想了解物质灵性，想得到帮助，这时候我们可以给他 kirtan， 给他 prasad， 尤其是 prasad， 所以就需要来判断。
Because do we really know what is spirit and what is matter? You know, we have to learn. To teach people. By trying to teach people, we learn ourselves also. That's intelligence. That's when Prabhupada and Bhagavad Gita says intelligence. Okay, next.
OK， 我们自己也要真正明白物质和灵性，教育别人，我们自己也学得更多。下一个来自Rajendra Prabhu， 亲爱的灵性导师，为什么跟灵性导联谊感觉进化，而平常的联谊感觉有点累呢？怎么调整 ？So this question from Rajendra Prabhu， Dear Spiritual Master， Why I feel purified？While associate with the spiritual master, but in the ordinary association, we feel a little bit tired. So how can I adjust, make adjustments?
That's natural. You know, by different association, we get different feelings. But...If we could really understand that Krishna is in everyone's heart, so sometimes you have to be the spiritual master and uplift other people. We hope to become like Prabhupada said, he never felt ever that he wasn't with his spiritual master.
这是自然而然的，不同的联谊或大家不同的感受。但是我们要明白 Krishna 在每一个生物心中，有时候您自己就得成为灵性导师来提升别人。他帕德说过，他从来没觉得跟他灵性导师任何的分离。
So if we're doing what the spiritual master asks us to do, then we'll be with him all the time and we'll be enlivened. It's not a physical thing, it's a spiritual connection.
如果我们按照灵性导师的话去做，我们一生都去做，然后我们就因为灵性导师他不是这个躯体，他是灵性的。
Next, I'm sorry, but I can't go much longer.
Okay. Okay. Now there are four more. Do you want to answer now or next class?
I'd rather wait. I don't know how long they're going to take.
There are four more.
Yeah, well, any easy ones? Are they complicated?
Easy one.
Are they the same thing over and over again?
Something like the practical question. But it's a nice question.
Yeah. We'll take them next time.
Okay. 那我们下一节课再回答。Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not doing well.
Okay. Thank you, Mara, so much. Okay,
thank you very much. And again, the solution, practical, is spiritual. You know, so chant your rounds, read the Bhagavad Gita, chant your rounds, read the Bhagavad Gita, pray to Krishna, help me, and your practical things will fall into place. You know, we've answered them so many times, but we live in the world, but we want to be Krishna conscious. So there's, you know, it's not like you just do this and do that, then everything will be fine. The material world is always going to be troublesome. Cannot avoid it.
所以解决的方案只有灵性的方案。我们要念诵我们的圈儿，读波加梵歌，念诵我们的圈儿，读波加梵歌，祈祷。这些问题，我们因为我们要生活在这个世界上，我们同时还要有 Krishna 知觉，并不是说我们做了这件事，然后一切就万事大吉了，没有问题了。物质世界是一个麻烦的地方。
All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I can't find how to hang up here. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Vaikuntha Ji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Jai. 亲爱的奉献者，因为马尔只，马尔说，就我们今天这个问题留到下一节课再回答，这节课不能把他们全部回答吧，所以请谅解。百昆特之音，因为马尔他的可能他的身体不是，就是有一些不是特别舒服啊。百昆特之音服务员聆听啊，今天我们早上的讲课部分就到这，非常感谢亲爱的卡尔昌的萨米，我们带来精彩的讲课，也感谢所有奉献者的提问，感谢马尔耐心回答。祝大家有一个 Krishna 知觉的美好的一天。 Hare Krishna。